The Pink Panther. Trademark and copyright 2006 Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures Inc. and Columbia Pictures Industries Inc. All rights reserved. The Pink Panther is a trademark of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios Inc. Published by Scholastic Limited 2006. Story by Len Bloom and Michael Saltzman. Based on the screenplay by Len Bloom and Steve Martin. Adapted by Helen Parker. Chapter 1. The Football Match. It was a big day. France was playing an important World Cup match against China. There was a large crowd watching the game. The crowd shouted and cheered very loudly. The President of France and Inspector Dreyfus waited for the game to start. Inspector Dreyfus didn't care about football, but it was a great honour to watch the match with the President. And Dreyfus liked honours. Most of all, he wanted the Medal of Honour. For 7 years he believed it was his, but they never gave it to him. "This year is going to be different," he thought. Suddenly they heard, "And now the coach of France, Yves Glouin." The crowd cheered loudly as the good-looking coach waved his hand. On his hand was a big pink diamond. The diamond was the Pink Panther, the most famous diamond in Europe. Bizou, the star player, gave Glouin a look of hate. Glouin went to sit down next to his girlfriend, Zanya. He took her in his arms and kissed her in front of everyone. Zanya was a very famous and beautiful singer. Bizou hated Glouin because he wanted Zanya to be his girlfriend. At last, the game started. First, China scored a goal, and then France scored a goal. Then France scored, and then China scored. At the end of 90 minutes, they had to continue playing. A minute before the end, Glouin told Jacquard, a young player, to go on. Then he took Bizou out of the game. Bizou was very angry. He ran to Glouin and shouted at him. Then he started to hit Glouin. The deputy coach had to stop him. The game started again. At first, the Chinese had the ball. Then Jacquard jumped, turned, and scored with his head. It was fantastic. The crowd cheered and shouted. It was the end of the game, and the French were so happy. Many people ran to the French coach. Then, suddenly, Glouin fell to the floor. He was dead. The next day, the story was in every newspaper. French football coach dead. Killer takes Pink Panther. It was a very important time in Inspector Dreyfus's life. "In 3 weeks, they are going to decide about the Medal of Honour," he thought. All around him, there were large photos of Glouin's body and the Pink Panther diamond. Agent Renard said, "You'll get the Medal of Honour this time." But Dreyfus said, "This is terrible. I can't take the Glouin case. They'll give the Medal of Honour to the Pink Panther detective. And what if I can't find the Pink Panther or the killer?" Then suddenly he had a very good idea. "I know what we need," he said. "What?" asked Agent Renard. "We need someone very stupid. Yes, a very stupid detective. This detective will try very hard, but he will never find the killer. and the people from the TV and the newspapers will watch everything he does. Then I can take the best detectives in France and catch the killer myself." He looked at the big photo of the Pink Panther diamond, and then he remembered. He turned to Agent Renard and said, "I know the right man for the job. Find him and bring him to Paris. His name is Jacques Clouseau."